First question there. Where are the fancy space people in White Earth?
Well,
they haven't told us that yet.
Yeah, they haven't really told us why.
Or who they are.
Or anything. It's sort of like a need-to-know thing, and we don't apparently need to know very much, which is fine.
They're just these entities that are kind of fancy.
We don't want them, you know, whatever men in black might come to visit us in the night, you know, were we to know a little bit too much about these, you know, beings, whatever they are and their plans.
Right.
So we're kind of glad to be a little bit in the dark.
Okay. Now, what's so fancy about them?
They're these complex, geometrical, diamond, glistening, prismatic, overwhelming, heaping things that are anthropomorphic and sometimes take the shape of a human.
Yeah. A lot of times they just, like, kind of have us do their dirty work for them. Luckily, it's not too dirty.
So, okay, you guys seem lyrically ancient, yet fashionably futuristic.
Yes, that's how we roll.
Okay.
In fancy space.
And your approach of wondrous imagery and beautiful soundscapes, it kind of baffled me the first time I saw you guys. It was like, kind of hit me, because you guys are still, like, with a hard edge and, you know, kind of like, it's like this amazing thing you're witnessing.
Wow, yes.
So, what I want to know is, what's the inspiration behind this imaginative stuff?
Well, we were sort of led to do by these fancy space people.
Yeah, our leaders.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we were a little skeptical at first, but they had a lot of compelling reasons why we should, you know, do the thing, you know. And Nora had family. I, you know, wanted to live and not, you know, go to some weird, you know, gas star and wake up there in, like, some kind of fire planet. But, you know, it's the kinds of choices that you have to make every day.
Mm.
You know, should I do this weird stuff and this you know, play in this weird, crazy, you know, glitter rock band that nobody really understands why it's there? I don't either. I like it. I think it's great. You know, don't get me wrong. It's really grown on me. But, you know, we could either do that or, you know, face total annihilation in some hideous and just unimaginable way. So it's a clear choice. We really like doing this. Now we really, really like it. But, you know, it's always beaten that alternative.
Well, how difficult is it?
Even at first, the arduous March. Then it was followed by the arduous April, the arduous May, the arduous June,
arduous.
And the arduous July
after
that.
Yeah.
The August was nice, and then the rest of it sucked too.
We are challenged so that we become stronger by the aliens. So we have these challenges thrown upon us to test our loyalty and our unity, and just the very nature of our inner essence.
Well, we really hope it's for some better reason than that, but it's not, you know, we're just using that as some sort of bottom line. Let's just, like, not jump off a cliff on that just yet. There are eight of us, you know that, in the band right now. So we'll see what happens. We've been offered a few different tours, all very, very different. So we'll see what goes on in the near future.
And your lineup doesn't change very often.
No, we've kept the same lineup for a while now. Yeah, except for a couple of people.
It's only like the fall in certain ways.
Okay. How difficult is it to do what you do? I mean, are there nights you aren't able to channel the aliens and entities on stage?
Oh, we always are able to. I mean, that's the whole point.
Okay.
And, you know, it's great, too. It's really a lot of fun. We really enjoy it, especially watching the DVDs later.
Yeah.
We're like, wow, that's us?
Yeah.
It's weird, you know, a lot of times we don't even remember doing any of this stuff. But usually it's pretty good when I watch it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
That's cool.
I don't mind.
Now, where's the band now and what's next?
Some of us are right here. Some of us are, the rest of us are right now at a special training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for the, you know, the upcoming games.
What kind of games?
These are the summer games, and they're going to be very interesting this year.
Mm-hmm.
The deck is definitely stacked in favor of the Corindians, but I think we're going to see a strong Pleiadian presence.
Pretty far out. Now, what's your guys' favorite things about the test?
I think, I don't know, like I said, I just love watching these crazy DVDs.
I just love before the show, seeing all the boys and Sarah in the onesies putting their makeup on. it's so cute. I can't tell you.
Well, we have to do.
Yeah, it's the cutest. And then I don't know.
It's unmanly to go on stage without makeup.
For a first time listener, are there songs you would recommend?
Our songs or other people's songs?
Your songs.
Oh, ours, they're good. Yeah, we like them.
Okay. Mm. I recommend all of them.
Uh huh. They're wonderful.
Now you guys only have one album.
With sometimes I think with mostly red wines, perhaps, and maybe not with fish. You know, the fancy space people prefer vegetarianism.
Yeah, we also prefer things bubbly.
Yeah, bubbly things that are vegetarian are good.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're listening to it.
College students, you know. Oh yeah, that's the Summer Twins in the background.
Mm-hmm. And where can you get a fancy space people CD?
You can't. We don't make CDs.
Yes.
So far we have a 12-inch, 45 RPM record that sells for like the price of an LP, but it's really good.
We actually think that CDs are actually
for a reason,
are actually
12-inch
45. CDs are just terrible. They scratch immediately. We don't want to
make
anything off a CD.
We
don't promote.
Our record company does sell a digital thingy though, like a digital download thing.
Yeah, okay.
They're good for making rainbows.
But we like the analog recording, and we like the 12-inch 45 format. Although I don't know if we're going to be doing a 12-inch 45 next. I think we're doing a 7-inch with our songs Titan and some other thing.
I'll say one thing. The tape is really nice if you're a little sloppy. So if you're a messy person, you can kind of throw tapes around.
Yeah.
And there's tape.
And recording on tape is good, too.
You know, like the record, you can't really throw it around that much. The CD, you can't do. You can't even, like, sneeze on it.
No. I remember when they told the people that the CDs were indestructible.
I mean, I remember this.
Everyone got rid of their records, and then they got these CDs that just rotted away. Their CD-ness gone, you know.
Yeah.
They're these bad formulas from the 80s that...
Your oil from your finger gets on it, and
it destroys them.
It's just the worst.
Bad. Bad format.
Yeah. Only good for rain.
Mini-disc was better. Even that was kind of...
I was listening to your DVD on the way down the freeway, and the sound was really cool. And
yeah, it was good.
Too bad that I can't listen to your LP on the freeway.
We don't have an LP. That's why.
We're 45.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just an EP. We would have done more, but, man, it took us, like, how many years to do that one?
Yeah
it took a while. The Space Brothers were not having it. They did not want us to do, like, some... horrible thing, and so they sort of insisted that we do these things, and you know, sometimes maybe it's our fault, we're not very good at communicating with, you know, extra dimensional entities necessarily, you know, here. They don't teach you that
in school.
I'm
getting better at it.
Yeah, they don't, like, teach you that in high school, so that's one of those true things you got to sort of figure out.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job, considering.
Yeah.
So is this the beginning of the sense, or is this...
One would say we're still at the beginning.
If time is linear, then perhaps.
Yes.
Okay. And then, and last question is, what, in your opinion, do you feel is the essential theme for your time with art?
Basically, I think it's G, A, and D. It's a feature heavily with a little E, and perhaps like a C and a B.
Somebody told me once that that's why you're not...
We have an F somewhere, too, I think.
Somebody told me once that that's why you're not recording with the recording anymore.
Because,
because you're themed around.
Yeah, because we like these. Yeah, we like these.
Like our chords.
I know. He's, you know, I don't know. He has all these really complicated chords that he knows because he's like this secret shredder.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thought it was that other guy on those records, and it was always him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a shredding guy.
Yeah.
So, and then he knows all these crazy chords, and he would be, you know, like, he'd have an idea for one of our songs, you know, and he'd be, hey, check this out, try this, and he'd play these chords that we'd never heard of or seen, and he'd go, yeah, well, that's just what you do there, you know. You got to restate your theme with these different sorts of things. And
I remember
like
deer
stuff.
In the headlights, and he was trying to, you left me alone with him.
Yeah.
I was like.
Well, it was crazy, you know, the knowledge this man could impart. He probably charges people thousands for consultations, you know, their songs, and we're just like these sub-Neanderthals, you know. Just like, dude, I don't know. I just know the, you know, the Mel Day, Go Tell Aunt Rhody chords. You know, I know G. You know, 7 chords are weird to me. You know?
Yeah.
We only know the aliens tell us.
Yeah, and it's like, they didn't pick me because I'm like, you know, Mahavishnu John McLaughlin here, you know. And I'm just like this guy with the guitar and a lot of free time on my hands, and I'm willing to go and, you know, work my ass off for being glamorous for an alien agenda.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's one I generally agree with, the parts of it that I'm allowed to glimpse.
Well, you like the part about killing everybody.
I'm not going to kill anybody. Let's get that straight. Not our rule.
Oh, let's see what it is. You'd be afraid to go to your next show.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. She's talking about this whole other thing.
Strike that, don't put that
It's nothing to do with now.
I also heard a rumor you guys were signed with Death Records. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. There, well,
Death Records.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, Fancy Space on Death Records. Do you know why? Because Fancy Space is actual.
The paradise.
Fancy Space is actually the space of space.
Yeah.
It's the astral plane. It's death. So that's why we're on.
Oh,
the
it's death. You know, but it's the cool part of death where you're actually kind of alive in some weird way, I think. Yeah, it's not like death, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you're like these cute little stick people walking around doing very simple, like unimportant things forever. And it's really good. I love it.
You know, like
I visit often. I hate to live there, though.
And then I guess I do have one more question.
Oh, yes.
My friend Zach, he wanted me to ask you this. He's
he's
like a punker, you know. He's into that stuff. But, so he was gonna ask you if Fancy Space People is more of an alienation from the punk scene or of a growing of your own artistic endeavor.
Well, it's sort of an alienation, as it were. You know, it's like
the Fancy Space are the rebels of the universe. The Fancy Space People are punk.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of good. It's sort of more like they're kind of like this.
They're
like this weird network of crass like alien individuals whose agenda is I think it's funny for aliens. They certainly have what you would call a humanist agenda in a lot of ways, and it's lucky for the humans. I'll tell you that. You know, if they didn't, you know.
Okay.
They could be humanitarians, and those are like people that eat humans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the book To Serve Man. that turns out to be a cookbook, you know, in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that concludes it.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wonder if it's any good.
Yeah.